Shalom Aleichem, Svita's friends, Shishiki Specialist, Rabbi Nehemiah, Shichli, Nishmas, Mar, Sester, Ben, Sir Shmuel, based on Torah I received from Rabbi Godavel, Rechaim, Yer Harwit, Shlita, the Gemara Mishana, and the Flamed Alam base says that if a person hears nine tkiyas over the 9 hours of Rosh Hashanah, he's Yotze, and if he hears from nine different people simultaneously, Mitishman Adam Ke'echad, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze. The Rishonim ask, why isn't he Yotze if he hears from nine people at once? We have a rule that something that you love hearing, something that interests you, you can hear, even if they're two kolos. So here also, you should be able to be yotze because you can hear all the kolos at once. So why, if you hear nine tkiyas, three, right? That's three series of three. If you hear them all at once from nine different people, why aren't you yotze? When since it's chaviv, like we see in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, you're going to be paying attention. You're going to hear. Like we see that you can blow the shofar and hear the chatzosis at the same time in the Beis HaMikdash. So here also it's chaviv, so you can hear them all at the same time. So why aren't you yotze if it's done simultaneously? Rashi asks that kashi. He says, because trei koli lo mishtamai, but he says it's not true. Because trei koli are two kolos are heard. And then Rashi brings a different gear so that you are yotze. Tosi says the reason that you're not yotze, he brings the gear to the swarm that you're not yotze, is because it has to be first a tkiya and then a true and then a tkiya. And here, even though you might hear all of them, but it's not in the right order. It's not Turet Kiyah, because they're all simultaneous. So therefore, so right, the Rishonim, that's why you're not Yotze. And Rashid comes out that he holds that even though you require Tkiyah, Turet Kiyah, nevertheless, you're Yotze if you hear them all at once. And the question is why. The Rambam Chaviv and the Maram Chaviv and the Sefer Yom Teshuvah is Miyashev, that Rashi holds that the Torah was makbid that you have to have a Teshuvah and preceding the Teshuvah Tkiyah, and after the Teshuvah Tkiyah is pshat that the Teshuvah can't precede the Tkiyah. It's all at once, it's fine. It just can't, the Teshuvah can't be before the Tkiyah, but if it's the same time as the Tkiyah, then it's fine. So normally we have Tkiyah, Teshuvah Tkiyah, but if you have Tkiyah, Teshuvah and Tkiyah all at once, it's fine. It's just no good if you have the Teshuvah before the Tkiyah. Then it's no good. But if you have them at once, it's fine. Tosis holds no, that it's bedafka. First you have to have a tkiya, and then a true, and then a tkiya, and if you don't, you're not yotze. So we give you mechadish according to this, that after the tekana of Rabbi Abo, that you're tekeya, tashrat, tashat, tarat, tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, 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 shvarim, tkiya, 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 you have to do all of them. It's the defense to cover Rabbi Abo and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Dalet. So one of his things he says you have to do is you have to do Tashrat, Tkiya Shvarim Turet Tkiya. By Tashrat, you can't say what the Maram Chaviv said. The Maram Chaviv says they can all be at once. There's no Hakpada that the Shrua be after the Tkiya. It could be, or before the Tkiya. It could be at the same time as the Tkiya. However, you can't say that about the Shvarim Shrua. Because it says in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that Stam of the Milsa, Kimisra Inish Milsa, Bereisha Ganef Adi Yalu. That first you're going to do the Genicha, first you're going to do the Shvarim sound, and then you're going to do the Trua sound. In other words, the Kepeda is to be Makdim, the Shvarim, to the Trua. So there, Gamadas Rashi, Rashi, I can argue with the Gemara. Gamadas Rashi, if you hear Tashrat from four different people, Bavasachas, one is Tokeya. Tkiya, number two is Tokeya Shvarim, man number three. The true and man number four at Tkiya, you're not going to be Yotze because it's not going to be Ala Seder. Because Tarat doesn't have to be Ala Seder, Tashat doesn't have to be Ala Seder. They can be all at once, they can be simultaneous. But we see in the Gemara that Tashrat has to be in order, meaning you can't have the Shvarim and the Trua at the same time. It has to be Shvarim and then Trua. And the Mela, if you have somebody blowing at the same time as Shvarim, someone else a Trua, it's no good. So that the Gemara says, that if you hear nine tkiyas from nine different people, your yotze, that's before the takana of Rabbi Abo, but after the takana of Rabbi Abo, it's not going to be good, because the takana of Rabbi Abo was that you have to do Tzrua Shvarim Tzrua Tkiya. In other words, it's not that it says that if you hear nine koilas from nine people, it's because three sets of three. It's That's all cool if you're doing Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya and Tkiya Teruah Tkiya. So if you hear all three sets all at once, you're fine. But if you hear Teruah Shvarim Teruah Tkiya all at once, it's not fine. It's not okay. Because the Gemara says that first you have to have the Shvarim, and only then you have the Teruah. But then the Kasha is that we can then prove from the Braisa of Shama nine Tkiyas from nine people, your Yotze, according to the Gittes of Rashi. We can prove from this that Tashrat is not the right way of doing it. Because the Gemara says, if you hear it all at once, you're Yotze. So it must be that it's not Tashrat, because Tashrat, you can't be Yotze that way, because the Shvarim has to precede the Teruah. So Atenech, the Dasar of Haigoin, that the Rosh brings in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. And Simon Yodet, Lekulei Alma, you're Yotze, Dechovas, Vachol Sugeat Kiyas. So we can say that the Braisa, when it says your Yotze, is referring to Tashat and Tarat. You're also Yotze Tashrat, but when the Braisa says that you're Yotze all at once, it's referring to Tashat and Tarat. That's if you hold that you're Yotze b'chol sugei atkiyus. But according to the Rambam, that Rabbi Abo had a suffix, what are the right tkiyus? In other words, Rabbi Abo's suffix was, he said only Tashrat or only Tashat, or only Tarat. And not that they're all good, but only one of them is good. And therefore we blow them all to be Yotze Yidei Safek, like the Beis Yosef writes in Reish Siman Tutav Kuf Tzadi. So we can prove in the Braisa that it can't be that the correct way is Tashrat. It's according to Shit Sarambam, you have to blow Tashrat. And you're not Yotze without Tashrat, because Tashrat might be the right way. But it says you're Yotze if it's not done in order. And Tashrat can't be done not in order. So it must be Tashrat is in the right way. So that'd be an interesting Ha'ara. And the Gemara, that if we accept Rashi, and we put the Rashi, if you hold like Tosfos, and the Rambam himself paskin like Tosfos. Rambam paskin shama tesha tkiyot mitesha ben adam lo yatsa. The kash is that if you put Rashi and the Rambam together, meaning Rashi holds that you are yotze nine tkiyos from nine people, and you learn like the Rambam that Rabbi Abba was misupik, which is the right way, and therefore you have to be to okay all of them. So this would prove that if you go on those two approaches, that you yotze bevas achas, and you have to blow Tashrat, then it would prove that Tashrat is in the right way, because Tashrat can't be Bevas Achas. So first, we'd like to discuss three ways that even L'das HaTosfos, Yotzi Yidei Chovasai B'Shama Tes Kiyos Mites B'nei Adam Ke'echot. Even according to Tosfos, who holds Shama Tes Tkiyas Mites Bnei Adam Lo Yatsa, but there are oifanim in which you heard nine tkiyas from nine different people, that you are Yotze. As we said, Lefi Tosfos, you have to get them Keseder. So when would you be Yotze? So first of all, the Svaris HaTosfos, the first tkiya, you're Yotze. Because the fact that you heard at the same time other tkiyas, that doesn't bother us. And it's according to Tosfos, it has to be Keseder. So it's not Keseder, so you're not Yotze. What about the first kiyah that you heard? The first kiyah you were yotze, because that's not out of seder. That's just the first kiyah. So you're yotze the first kiyah and shrei kol mishtamai. That's number one. Kasev aritva. Number two. It would appear from Tosfos that Bedar Rishain Sarach Seder, Himodim Ludive Rashi, the Yachal Lotzeis Tkias Mikame Ben Yadim Biachat. So according to this, it emerges that if you hear a Tkia from two different people, and you are now in the last Tkia of Tashrat, even though we hold that you can't be Masne in this Tkia, that it should be Oile, either for the last Tkia of Tashrat or for the first Tkia of Tashat, nevertheless, Lekule Alma, you could hear from two people at once, and to be Mechaveh, to be Yotze with one of them, Tkia Achorna Shel Tashrat, and Tkia Rishona Shel Tashat, there is no Din Seder. When is there a Din Seder? There's a Din Seder when you're in that series. Trua Tkia Shvarim Tkia. Tkia Trua Tkia. There you need to do it to Seder. But let's say it's something that's not requiring a Seder. Like, for example, you're at the end of Tashat, and it's the last one of Tashat, and you also want to be Yotze the first one of Tarat, the last one of Tashrat, and you want to be Yotze the first one of Tashat. Meaning that you finished, it's Tkia Shvarim Tura you heard, and now you want to be Yotze the last Tkia of Tashrat, you want to hear the Turam Tshurim Shvarim Tura, you want to have to be Yotze the Tkia, and then Vaiter, you also want to be Yotze the first Tkia of Tashat, of the Tkia Shvarim Tkia series, that you can do, because there's no Din Seder. Not only that, but Chagavna, even if it's not Chaviv, it's effective. Like Tosfos writes inside the Lametes on the base, you have that we say Trei Kol Mishtamei is two kolos shanim zemizeh. But if it's two kolos from two people who are saying the same thing, it's Mishtamei Atzeret, even if it's not Chaviv, and therefore two Kohanim you could be Yotzei Berachos Kohanim. Ayin Shem Tosfos. So Hu Adin, the base kolos Shel Tkiyeh, that since it's the same call, you could be Yotzei even if you hear it Bevas Achas. Number three, if nine people hear nine tkiyas from nine people, other people at once, and every one of the shaymin needs another tkiya, like for example, six of the listeners need a tkiya, and three of the listeners need a trua, everybody is yotze with what they need. So you have nine people blowing, and if different people listening, each one needs one sound, one guy needs a tkia, another guy needs a trua, so they're all yotze with the tkia that they need. So this would be a three oifanim, or even according to Tosfos, if it's simultaneous, they're yotze. If it's the first, for the first tkia, yotze. If it's the to be yotze at tkia, if you're holding now, by the last key of Tashrat and the first key of Tashat, and nine different people listening. So that is all Meiridik. And Amir Tashem, in the next year, we're going to explain, I hope, the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, and we're going to see the flies. So please stay tuned. It's going to be super duper. Bli Neder, thank you so much for listening. Bli Neder will continue. Shalom, shalom.